A late screamer for Matthew Tierney snatched all 3 points for FC United at Chorley as the Reds won 2-1 thanks also to Mike Norton's first half goal. With the hosts hitting the bar 3 times, there's no doubt that United rode their luck, but smash and grab victories are often the sign of a good team, and it was about time the Reds started showing that they are exactly that. On 36 minutes in amongst a crowded area, Mike Norton drilled the ball into the bottom corner, giving the FC followers behind the goal something to celebrate. Celebrations may well have been combined with a sense of relief, with the team not having scored in over 300 minutes of football.
As it happens, it's out for a corner ball, and it's taken towards the back post. Again, the ball goes. Jones hustle and bustling. Can he win the ball? Here comes Michael Norton. Goal! Michael Norton. Well, he's just nearly got the end of a booking. The ball's come out there, and it's fallen nicely for him, and he's got work to do. He's hitting through 3 or 4 players into the bottom corner, and Michael Norton on 36 minutes puts the boys in blue, here to entertain you, a goal up.
It all rhymes, folks. It all rhymes. Good finish, that.
It was. He's hit it. Is that what you do? Is you just hit it, see what happens. It's gone through 3 defenders into the bottom of the net, and FC United find themselves a goal up. And that's, not saying this against a run of play, because it's been quite an even contest.
The Reds would have been hoping to hold on to the lead until the break. However, the Magpies had other ideas, levelling with 3 minutes of normal time remaining of the first half. Adam Roscoe ran through into a central position, evading both centre-halves to go one-on-one with Spencer. United's keeper palmed away the initial shot. However, captain Dale Whitman came in on the follow-up, and this time Spencer was beaten.
Balls into the penalty area. United unlucky there. The ball's cleared, and Stott has to make sure his precision pass doesn't go to a Chorley player, and unfortunately it does. Chorley now over the halfway line. And it's a gratuitous player. Cunliffe does well though. Player slips for FC United. Can he finish? Straight at the keeper. Great save. And another replay. Goal! Well, again, we're talking about FC United letting players run all the way through. A little bit gratuitous just inside the half. Excuse me, for Chorley. Cunliffe, the ball bounced nicely for him, but he was allowed to go past 2 or 3 players. He got a shot on target. Strong wrist from FC United's goalkeeper. A ball came out, and I think it was Adam Roscoe. It was Whittam, in fact, sorry, the skipper Whittam, on the edge of the penalty area.
It was a slip at the wrong time, unfortunately. I think Stott had that covered. He just slipped them.
Well, as I say, the thing is, he's had a long way to run before a challenge has gone in him. And well, it's one apiece here.
Jake Cottrell, Greg Daniels and Cedric Crewe were all introduced before the end of the game, and despite a series of good chances, fans had to hold their nerves as United began to sit back a little too deep in the final 10 minutes. Despite this, it was United who took the lead once more through a storming Tierney free kick on 87 minutes. The young midfielder stepped up and fired home from around 30 yards, giving Cudworth no chance in front of the jubilant away fans.
But, FC United, they've just rode 5 to 7 minutes of, not necessarily, but, well, yeah, like a cavalry charge bombardment. They needed men in kilts to show the bottoms to the attacking prowess. But FC United now have a free kick. Cedric Crewe did well there. Jerome Wright having a chat to the referee. For what reason, I'm not quite sure. But FC United have a free kick dead centre. 40 yards out, mind you. And, can they snatch something here? Because alleviating a bit of the pressure is what they require, because it's been a tough encounter, certainly the last 10 or 15 minutes from an FC United perspective. But they're holding the weather in the storm. Jerome Wright may fancy this. It's some distance, to be honest. The referee not happy with the wall. He wants it back 10 yards. As soon as he moves, they'll start moving forward, no doubt. And it's Tierney on the ball. Tierney will take it. It's a decent delivery.
Wow.
And what an absolute stunner. What a stunner from FC United's Matthew Tierney. Well, I'm just saying there, we've been under all sorts of pressure for the last 10 or 15 minutes. And Matthew Tierney from 40 yards, they put 2 in the wall. Perhaps that was the mistake that they made. He's put it straight round it to the left-hand side of the keeper. Cudworth could do nothing. And FC United, with 4 minutes to go, well, with 3 minutes to go, now find themselves 2-1 up here at Chorley. What a great finish.
The Reds pressed on, determined to keep the Magpies at bay in the closing minutes. A string of Chorley set pieces made the last stages of the game very nervy for United. However, they held on to bag all 3 points for the first time since the start of the month.